Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. Joining us this morning,
there can only be one guest, right?
The godfather of Racine, Brewers broadcaster Vinny Rotino. Morning, Vinny.
What's up, guys? I love the intro. I might need that. I might need a little intimidation this time around down in Chicago. I mean, I think there's a little hostility towards the Brewers right now in Chicago down here ever since the Brewers beat the Cubs last year in the NLDS. So, yeah, we might need some muscle behind us right here.
They're super ready for us. I'm sure you probably saw it was Cubs and White Sox over the weekend, and the one thing the crowd was unified on is they all chanted Green Bay sucks. So, okay, crossing our sports genres here, but I respect it. They are ready for us down there.
I mean, first of all, I'm definitely going to bring that up on the broadcast tonight with Jeff Levering. We're in the booth for this series. I'm really excited about the series. But, yeah, what are these Chicago fans worried about? I mean, let's go. I mean, you're worried about the Packers during a Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox game. So, and the White Sox beat the Cubs, by the way. So that's good news in that series, 2 out of 3. So, yeah, it's going to be electric down here at Wrigley. It's going to be sold out. It's going to be hostile. I'm sure they're going to try and get in the heads of some of the pitchers, just like they did with Freddie Peralta last year in the playoffs. But there's a chip on their shoulder down here. So, I mean, if you can't get down to the stadium, definitely tune into the game tonight. It's going to be awesome.
There's definitely a barometer, right? I know it's early in the season. It's only May, Vinny. But that said, this is a nice test to see where you're at this part of the season, right?
100%. This is going to be a playoff-type atmosphere in mid-May. I mean, the Brewers are just a game and a half behind the Cubs. You could argue that the Brewers are actually playing much better than the Cubs as of late. Cubs actually have had 2 10-game winning streaks already so far this season, but lost 6 of the last 8 games. They've got holes all over their starting rotation. So I'm sure that their front office, Jed Hoyer, I'm sure Craig Counsell, I'm sure they're worried a little bit about their team with some of the holes that they have to fill. And the Brewers are coming, and they can feel it. And, you know, just a game and a half back at this point, but the Brewers are playing very, very good baseball, healthy, right? They have Jackson Churio, Andrew Vaughn back, and now Christian Yelich back, and that's a big one. Hit his second home run of the season, first home run since he's been back in yesterday's ball game in Minnesota. So, the Cubs faithful, the Cubs front office, the brass of the Chicago Cubs, they can feel that the Brewers are on their way, and they've totally dominated the Cubs the last 8 years. I mean, it's been total domination. Let's see it continue.
Vinny Rotino is with us on Brewers 360 this morning. What do you see from Yelly? I mean, I know you mentioned he did go yard, but I'm more concerned rather than this
sustainability.
Yes, right. Does he look comfortable in the box to you, Vinny? Like, is he Yelly of just a few weeks ago?
I think yes. The Brewers are – there's no possible way if Christian Yelich's back was hurt yesterday, they would have let him play. Remember, he came off the IL from the groin strain, and then his back flared up after the first game, and so they sat him for 3 games, and then he was back in the game in yesterday's ballgame. So they know how important that Christian Yelich is for the full complement of the season. They do not want to have that back flare up, have that be an issue where he's out for weeks at a time and then back. And then so they're going to make sure that he is that back stays good enough to play and make sure that, you know, this isn't a situation where, okay, we're going to let him play just against the Cubs tonight in this series, but then we're going to have to put him on the shelf here for the next 3 weeks. I think he's fine. They're going to continue to monitor, obviously, and then DH him. So he did a good job of staying healthy last year because of that DH role and just to keep him off his feet, basically, in the field. And so I think he's going to be fine, and he's obviously important to the lineup.
Vinny, blessing in disguise maybe to some degree. I mean, you never want to see somebody from your starting rotation go down for any number of days or end up on the IL. That said, it just seems like every time there's an opening, we pull up some guy I haven't heard of before. And a guy by the name of Coleman Crow is throwing lights out against the Twins as we had over the weekend. Or other names get a chance to reappear and get more work. Logan Henderson. I saw Robert Gasser was reinstated. I mean, I forgot about him. The depth that the Brewers have in our pitching staff is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. They've used 11 starters, guys, and it's not because guys have been struggling and so, okay, we need a new guy and we need to bring up another starter, or they're just riddled with injuries. Although Quinn Priester and Brandon Woodruff have been hurt, it hasn't been, you know, seven injuries to the starting rotation. That's why you have 11 different starters right now. It's because they're using their depth. They're getting guys extra days. They bring up Robert Gasser because they can push everybody back a day. And Coleman Crow, he has been lights out. It's so interesting, guys. And at some point, we'll do some sort of deep dive on it about what Chris Hook, and it really has been Chris Hook. And I know Jim Henderson and Juan Sandoval are part of this pitching development core that the Brewers have in their coaching staff, but it's really Chris Hook that's kind of leading this whole charge. Where 3 years ago they acquired, or it was 2 years ago they acquired Coleman Crow, and they got him, and then they slowly brought him along. They slowly changed a couple of things about what he needed to do with his delivery. They added a tweak here, a tweak there, but it's all in steps. And they've done that not just with that with Coleman Crow. They've done that with every single pitcher that they've developed over the last 8 years. And it's been so much fun to watch. And now all of a sudden you're getting this wave of really talented young starting pitchers that no other team in baseball has this kind of depth. And so the Brewers are really, really set up because they're using their depth. It's going to keep their bullpen fresh because they have guys like Chad Patrick that can go four innings. He had a four-inning save the other night in Minnesota out of the bullpen. And so they say he saved the rest of the bullpen. Shane Drouin, he's a guy that can start or be a guy out of the bullpen and get those bulk innings. So their leverage guys in the pen are going to be fresh all year long because of the depth of the starting pitching, which is kind of – not something super intuitive. So it's fun, obviously, and it's fascinating to see how the Brewers are just ahead of every other team with how they develop starters.
Vinny, tell me Chris Hook is so happy here in Milwaukee and has such a great relationship with Murph that he is not quickly going to be a candidate for every managerial opening.
It's stolen.
If somebody's not going to back up the truck and say, all right, you just want to be a pitching coach? Cool. Here's three times what you're making in Milwaukee. Is that happening?
Yeah, so they extended Hookie last year, and so they gave him a nice extension. We don't know the terms of – usually we don't know the terms of the coaches' contracts, and I don't. And so I don't know how long he is going to be a Milwaukee Brewer, but they know that he is a priority. They did the same thing with Jim Henderson. They gave him a title bump last year. So whenever you see that, that usually means – and I don't have perfect information on this, but I'm just speculating. When you see this in baseball, when you see a guy get a title bump, that means they were called on by other teams. And so that's why they have Jim Henderson stick around. They did the same thing with Chris Hook. So they know how important he is. And I'm sure, and I know he loves Milwaukee, and his wife loves Milwaukee too, lovely woman, but they're from Cincinnati area. That's where they live in the off season. But you're right. It is a little bit of a concern, but I know that they did extend him. I wish I knew the terms of that deal. And yeah, I know that Mark Attanasio knows how important he is. And obviously Matt Arnold knows how important he is. So hopefully he'll stick around for another decade or so, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you keep being nice to him over there, then, right? Take him out to dinner, you and your lovely wife, and whatever you got to do.
I will. I'll do it. Appreciate it, guys. We'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
Rotino for the win. Thanks, Vinny.
Thanks, guys.